Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
I don't think they'll miss. even if you tried, you can't deny him. The Almighty God has blessed us with another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. I'm here in the city of Washington, D.C. Again, a potentially fair city, but have yet to arrive at the full and complete concept of justice. Where we the people are concerned, there has been a lack, L-A-C-K, of justice. But oh my, sometimes when you get denied, you've been often tried, but you've never been denied. Sometimes a freedom fighter comes as a master teacher, and a freedom fighter will come, or you may intersect with a freedom fighter, a real freedom fighter, and a real master teacher. It is a rare when you cross the path of a master teacher, you'll know it. And when you link up, hook up, put up or shut up with a real freedom fighter and a real black revolutionary, you will know that as well. So we're live tonight on Black Power Radio doing a tribute to the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, a true freedom fighter, a soldier, a warrior, master teacher. Many they kind of do a drive-by when you say master teacher, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and freedom fighter in the same sentence. It will cause you to do some thinking at this hour. We don't want to delay. We get so many and so much on the line to do, because we could go on and on. The legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, our mentor here at the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We take all of that personal with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And I have online a multitude of staff and others, but I would be remiss if I did not start with our chief of staff, if he is ready. Punch one, brother chief of staff, if you're ready. If not, we do have an agenda, but I will give the chief of staff the preference call. So if you punch one on your pad, brother National Chief of Staff, we can bring you to the top of the key. Drop it like it's hot, as you always do, on the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we'll be in the beautiful city of New York, and we will call it Brooklyn for tonight, instead of saying like New York, like many always do. We'll call it Brooklyn, New York, and we'll be there, be square, on January the 12th. Be there by 3 p.m. staff, or I guess the rest of the people will flow in from 5 till about 10 p.m. in Brooklyn, New York, to pay a strong tribute to the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, be hosted by our beautiful Empress and Queen Mother, Ya Asantewa, and along for one of our favorite speakers and a dynamic individual, Dr. Umar Johnson. I will have an opportunity to speak there, but we will also be holding down the security for the tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, just like we always do. So I'm going to bring our National Chief of Staff to the front line. And as always, he's full of energy and knowledge and military genius. Man, we're going to bring him right on up to that top of the key and drive it like it's hot, drive it like it's hot. Welcome, Brother Azriel, our National Chief of Staff, New Black Panther Party for Self. We're happy to have you on. Thank you for joining us this evening. And you're live on Black Power Radio.
Thank you so much, National Chairman. Again, it's been some time since I've been on the air, but I'm back. Had some situations that met my immediate attention, but once again, it's beautiful to be back. So you know how it go. Black unity, black strength, black honor, all power to the people. Black power, black nationalism, black sovereignty, and yes, black supremacy. It is definitely that time. So this evening, we are commemorating one of our great master teachers, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, definitely one of the master teachers who I accredit to my revolutionary calling, as it may be, my revolutionary father, as I like to say. He was one of the main instruments that opened my eyes to the revolution and this revolutionary life. Between him and, of course, the other master teachers, the master teacher Marcus Messiah Garvey. Also, we can't mention the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad or Marcus Garvey without mentioning Brother Malcolm. The three key note revolutionary spiritual fathers, as I call them, that brought me into this revolution. I am a study of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, as well as a study of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, Pan-Africanism, Garveyism, as well as Master Teacher Malcolm, with a few others. But Dr. Khalid, I tell you, for those of you who have never heard Dr. Khalid speak, I tell you, it's a treat. I remember watching the famous and infamous Phil Donahue episode that coincidentally, and many people don't know this, but that is one of the main reasons why Phil Donahue show was taking off the air, because he didn't meet the expectations of those devils that were working behind the scene. The whole purpose from their end of it was to bring the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad onto the show and try to mock him, try to criticize him. But as we have all seen hundreds of times within the clip, and the show never gets old. I still watch it to this day. Dr. Khalid shut that show down. And I tell you, it was a beautiful thing to watch. Also, the many lectures of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, from his debate on the origin of Jesus back in 1991 against Morgan Bryan, Esquire, also is another key, or in my book I should say, key point to point out when talking about Dr. Khalid, how he shut him down. No matter who they sent after the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, one by one, they fell just by his intellect, just by his manner of speaking, just by his presence, his electrifying presence, just the air that man brought when he came to speak. I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. I've been following Dr. Khalid for a long time. Even before I became a revolutionary, I was somewhat of a Dr. Khalid fan. I think I was about 11, 10 years old when he had the speech down in D.C. And everybody is also well familiar with that whole newsreel or that whole clip. The way that he addressed Cain College, the so-called Jew, is another one of our favorite inspirational moments by the late, great Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. In fact, fast-forwarded here, one of my first assignments, I would say, as a regional chairman was when we went down to Atlanta, Georgia, to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad tribute back in 2020 when the national chairman, Hashim Nzinga, was still with us. I think I attended two of the Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad tributes, both held in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. But I tell you, my. And coincidentally, today is Monday, January the 9th. So January the 11th. Am I right, National Chairman, as far as the birth date?
It's with January 12th, sir.
Okay. So I'm I got that. I still have that little poster from the tribute that we did down in Atlanta, where we heard it was one of the last messages from our national chairman Hashim. I still have that wall hanger from the event, and that's what I was looking at just now, and it brings back so many strong, black, powerful memories of a united front, of a united party, where we were all together celebrating the great Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Again, I tell you, thinking back on it, I would give anything to just see one more celebration in honor of his memory. Again, some of my memorable moments with Dr. Khalid or learning of Dr. Khalid and following his teachings was the speech that he gave at Kane College. One of his well-known quotes about how he didn't come here to play pin the tail on the donkey, how he came here to play pin the tail on the honky. That's one of my favorite quotes by Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I tell you, it's a lot of memorable moments. And even today, I wish that some of you all could see my playlist where I have a playlist specially dedicated to the speeches of the great revolutionaries that have come and gone. And you will see that a lot of the speeches are indeed from the late, great Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. The origins of Jesus, the debate back in 1991 that he had, the lie killer, another great speech back in 1997 that he did. Trying to pull up some more here. When he talked about the murder of Malcolm X, how it was 30 years to the day that he had a falling out with his teacher, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and how he compared that to the falling out between the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Brother Malcolm, how it was iconic and symbolic and really ironic that their split happened 30 years to the day between each other. But no matter how they tried, and when I say they, I mean others behind the scenes, I mean the media, other individuals tried to twist and make issue of or throw dirt. Regardless of what anybody tried, Dr. Khalid would never turn and speak ill of Farrakhan. That was a real powerful statement. That was a real powerful move on his part, because he understood the division that often occurs between teacher and student, between comrades, between organizations. when it comes to this oppressor. My, I tell you.
Is your mic cutting up or what? Can you hear me?
Yeah, my mic is kind of giving me issues. But go ahead, National Chairman. I yield the floor.
All right, as our brother, National Chief of Staff, Brother Ezreal, has expounded upon so much of the work of the Most Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad from Keene College to Howard University. Some still call it Howard University. Nevertheless, he's been up and down the East Coast, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, all the way back to the state of Washington, Washington State, all the things that have flown in between from Kansas City, St. Louis, all of those places like Indianapolis and all our different parts of Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. He loved him from Louisiana. But I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, there's not a man that I know of that covered down on more earth and covered down on more subjects and dealt with more diversity and opened the door for more of we the people to do more at this hour. I don't know anyone who matched the track record of the Most Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, still a student minister under Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. For a long time, Supreme Captain under the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for a long time. And he was one of the best trainers and teachers we've ever had on 196,940,000 square miles right here on the planet Earth. I will go right on into the next speaker. We have our beloved brother, our chairman is right there in South Carolina rocking some coast-to-coast stuff. And this is our Chairman Ties right there with us. And we want you to speak on what you know of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and just tell us what's going on in South Carolina in your geographical neck of the woods, sir. You're live on Black Power Radio. I hope he's connecting. Okay, we may have to do a drive-by. I don't know, we have Chairman Ty in South Carolina. I hope we're not faced with an extreme technical difficulty. But if that's not working, we go right to the top of the key. We've got our National Minister.
I'm live. I'm right here.
Oh, you right there?
How y'all doing?
And you can talk black. Brother Ty is live, no jive. And he'll be followed up right by the National Minister of Defense. And we're speaking on the Most Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. And this is his legacy is what caused us to be on the air tonight. Black Power.
Hey, man, much praise to the Most High and the people he appointed to lead us. We gotta support our people when they're, you know, leading us. We got to respect them and support them and help them out in any way we can, you know. Yep. I got something on my mind, though, that's a little bit different than that right there. It's going back to that instant death syndrome. I just found out today through Facebook one of my partners went to the hospital just to get a checkup. Healthy guy, healthy young man. Doing good in life, driving a Porsche, making plenty of money, got family. Just a regular good guy. Walked in, left out in a body bag. Another one of my family members, peoples, passed away yesterday as well. I think, Mr. Otbar, I think you met him down in Gaffney after Keisha Tate was killed. You know, he kin to her. But he had a car wreck, and they put him in an induced coma. And all of a sudden, everything shut down. No brain activity. Then they pulled the plug on him. I think we was talking about something about this nature, something to that nature yesterday, about people being put in induced comas and just different things of that nature, just going into the hospital with a little injury and
yes,
then
sir.
Coming out. And a body bag.
Yes, sir.
So, you know,
yes,
two within 24 hours. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned that instant death syndrome, how we're disproportionately affected by that. I don't think it's no coincidence. But on other things, though, you know, just keep your eyes open. It's 2023. We stepping it up. And I got a good feeling this is going to be our best year yet. Oh, yeah. So thank y'all. I'm going to pass it on off to somebody else. I'm still at work. I'm about to get out of here, though.
My brother, you hit it a nail precisely on the head, or if you want to tune up your car, you say top dead center, and you hit the right peg in the right hole, round peg going in the round hole, square peg going in the square hole, and that's straight up that instant death syndrome. Usually that subtitle does flow over into the next day's show. When we come on, you're listening to Black Power Radio. We're on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, and we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, and some come in by way of their smartphone, of course, this year, and we have our dumb phone for those that use dumb phones, and we also bring the Android, and there's many in the audience I can see tonight have their Paranoid phone on, and that's all right, too, but by whatever means, whether you came in laptop, desktop, or just in your drop top. We know we're on Black Power Radio tonight, and we're so damn glad that you're here. And we hope that you will enjoy tonight's program because we have so much action-packed information for you on the way to the tribute of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in Brooklyn, New York. And we'll just go right into our National Minister of Defense, who is on staff. We have Black Lightning out there. And we're just going to say you're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, I'm here.
Black Power.
I am. A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Come on, y'all.
I am.
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary. Not a happy slave. I love what Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad said. I'm not a happy slave. From the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who passed those teachings down to he was the master teacher of the Honorable Malik El Haj El Shabazz, Malcolm X, and then went on down to the Honorable Minister, who's the Revolutionary Father and the Master Teacher of our spotlighted National Black Hero of all time, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and then we go down to my Master Teacher. The honorable national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. See, a lot of teaching going on right there, you know, because he got it all the way back from Elijah Muhammad, a little bit of Malcolm, a whole lot of Khalid, and now I'm pretty much a reflection of it all, you know. And even my dad was hanging out with Brother Malcolm, Minister Malcolm in Chicago, when he was at the mosque in Chicago, and my dad had the cocktail lounges in Chicago. But I just say that when Khalid was censured by the United States snake government, they censured him not to speak because he was bringing up too much truth, you know, bringing up too much truth. And it's like we still got a censure on Khalid, because we're not out here shouting from the highest top, mountaintop, from 196,940,000 square miles of the planet dirt. We're not shouting what he was teaching us, which is to give them hell from the cradle to the grave, you know. He taught us about Maya Vamizo, how they're killing us in the worst possible way and doing it, well, let's just say death and destruction in the worst possible way. That's Mayava. And the Mizo part come in, they did it on purpose, and they still doing it. So when are we going to stop censoring Khalid? And then when the master teacher of Khalid, his revolutionary father, the honorable minister, something to pump the brakes a little bit, pump the brakes a little bit, you know? He said, but you're the one that taught me. You're the one that taught me that the white man is the devil, you know? So I can't stop now. So you're the one that taught me this. So I'm just saying, some of us, once we start, there ain't no turning back. There ain't no turning back. There ain't no stopping, you know, once we start. You know, that's the thing. People out there got to get started. They got to get started. And I would say, Khalid, what would he say about today, about what's going on today? I think he'd give us a nod and a smile because the way we handled Tulsa, the way we went up to Stone Mountain, the way we've shown the enemy that we can come strong or stronger, and we got more ferociousness than ever, you know? So we got to keep that black power alive. And I just say, Khalid would want me to be the best black lightning that I can be, you know, and not let these infiltrators be able to even walk past me without getting sniffed out. You know what I'm saying? And when the snakes come in the grass, we bringing out the big weed whacker, my chief of staff. So we know what to do for him, don't we, chief of staff? I know he's listening in. So I'm just saying, my revolutionary master teacher, Sheikh Imam Akbar, say, it's not wisdom unless you use it against your open and vicious enemy, the white man, you know? So I'm just saying, keep your eyes open on all fronts. And Black Power Radio need to keep it going, keep it afloat. We got to get gas. We got to get hit tolls because we're heading to New York to honor Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad on Thursday. So everybody come on down and throw some money in the kitty so we can get there and back. That's $77 Bakers. And I'll do it like we do have Dr. Umar Johnson, Dr. Umar Afatunde speaking, and I know he would say it one or two more times. $77 Bakers. And for the numerically pure heart, that's $77 Bakers. So we can keep up the work that Doc and all the other great revolutionary mentors and leaders started. You know, we still haven't hit the UN yet. That was Malcolm's next move. So we got to stop every time we get to the door and one of our revolutionary leaders get took out of the game, all of a sudden we don't go through the door. We got to keep going through the door, black power. And that's my black revolutionary report from your revolutionary voice of the people, Black Lightning, Black Power. I am.
Black Power, a black revolutionary.
Yes, sir. And I'm not a happy slave. I am. Black revolutionary.
Black Power.
Thank our beloved brother Black Lightning for bringing us up and firing us up, et cetera. And I can bring it full circle back. He alluded out to the chief of staff. He probably had a few more comments because he's likely out there, as always, a hardworking black man, a hardworking black family man, a family man. Working hard on the front line. He had a few more words for us. We want him to share those before he has to return to deal with that situation. Yes. Are you still there, Brother National Chief of Staff? Black Power, Brother.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Black Power. Still here, Black Power, Black Power. There are a few things that I would like to go over just briefly. Concerning the hip-hop fraternity, I'm looking into it myself so that I can open up a chapter here in Virginia. For those of you who are not aware or do not know of the hip-hop fraternity, I encourage you to go to your web browser of choice and link up. There's a whole lot of good information there. There's a whole lot of connecting to be done. If you are a fan of hip hop and true hip hop, come see what the hip-hop fraternity has to offer. Again, this is something new to myself, something that I'm exploring and trying to get started within the local area of Virginia. We do not have currently a Virginia chapter of the hip-hop fraternity. So if you are in the business of music, the music industry, be it whatever your talent is, from singing to working behind the scenes, producing podcasts, these sort of stables, this is the perfect place for you. I encourage you, go to your web browser of choice, pull them up, and see about getting connected to the hip-hop fraternity. Again, they are a few chapters already well established and opened. And again, it's a good place to network, a good place to build, a good place to come into, to be heard, and basically to build with like minds, like individuals. Again, it's something that I'm looking into myself personally, and I will keep our Black powerful family here on Black Power Radio in tuned and in the know as far as that is concerned. That's my first announcement, and comes to my second announcement on a different subject. Black man, black woman, black family, I encourage you, if now more than ever, it is a very important and crucial time. Study your law. Know your law. Know that you have three branches of rights. You have your constitutional rights. You have your civil rights. And you have your human rights. Those are all three different levels. But black family, I encourage you, know your rights. Get your Black Law Dictionary. They're a little bit on the expensive side, but once you learn the law, use the law, and not afraid to articulate the law, that is the less that white man, not a devil, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and our master teacher himself, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, stated, the white man is not a devil, but the devil. Know your rights so that these devils cannot violate you. We have a pending case right now that we are handling out of Roxboro, North Carolina. The chief of police, Say Yes to the Dress, Chief Hess, is allowing his officers, the law there, I don't sugarcoat shit, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He allows his officers, the people under him, to terrorize our people in that community and looks the other way. We had a meeting with Say Yes to the Dress, Chief Hess, today. And one of the first things out of his mouth as it related to our sit-down was he didn't want to hear that constitutional law shit. This comes from his mouth. Is this the words, and is this the type of individual we trust to be the chief of police? In my opinion, and as we all know, if the head is not right, the body will surely follow. Where you cut the head off, the body dies. And if that is the kind of head they have in administration over the whole entire police force down in Roxboro, North Carolina, you can imagine what the officers under his command are like. They violate constitutional rights, nothing is done. They violate human rights, nothing is done. They violate civil rights, and nothing is done. So at this point, we have no choice but to take action. So we will be in Roxboro, North Carolina, tomorrow night at the City Hall Town meeting to address this last incident that just occurred a few days ago concerning a sister who was violated by Roxboro Police Department. I intend to bring her on the show Sunday night if she's comfortable with it, and we'll go from there. But again, black folks, you know what I'm saying? Know your rights. Know your rights on all three levels. Pick up a book. Talk to a lawyer. Do your own research. There are some things that went on with my case that I just found out today. You know, the more I dig, the deeper the rabbit hole gets. So I'm having to deal with my issue with the Roxboro Klan, police department, the Ku Klux cops of Roxboro all over again. But at this point, it's water under the bridge. There's very little to anything at all that they can do. But again, black family, you know, I want to see my people living honest. I want to see my people living good. I want to see my people breathe free, truly free, liberated and clear. And the only way you're going to be able to do that and continue to live free and clear is know your rights so this devil cannot violate you. Because at this point in time, that's all they're doing. If they're not violating, they're killing. And if they're not killing, they're violating. So, again, black family, know your rights. Know your rights. You know, Dr. Khalid made sure that those who were around him were well-educated, well in tune with the world around them, including knowing law. So likewise, I encourage this as well with our soldiers. Know that law book. Know what that book says. Know what laws are as far as going from state to state, from city to city and town to town. Because like I've said, like I've stated, and like I have proven by physical action, once you know the law, are able to use the law, and able to articulate the law, be it verbally or on paper. We cannot forget the written word when it comes to law. Once you're able to use the law, articulate the law, and once you know the law, this oppressor and this devil do not want to have any dealings with you. In fact, they want to get as far away from you as possible. And I have proven this time and time again. Black family, know the law. And with that being said, you know, again, I encourage you to go to your favorite web browser of choice, Google or whatever you use, whatever search engine you use, and look up the Hip Hop Fraternity. Familiarize yourself with that if you are a fan of black music, if you are a fan of hip hop, if you do work or you're an artist or you work behind the scenes. It's a great place to build, a great place to network, and really a great place for hip hop history. Because as we all know, this oppressor really whitewashing a lot of stuff, and hip-hop is no exception. So come on, y'all. Come on in the house. And with that being said, I yield the mic back over to our national chairman, the Honorable Imam Akbar. Black power, and thank you, sir.
Thank you, comrade, brother. National Chief of Staff Ezreal is always covering down and being on point. And we're just happy with the work that's coming out of the new Black Panther Party. And we are the first elected government, and we're going on to demonstrate government through our action
And we have a very special guest online tonight, a sister who has consistently brought the tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad for 20, and I don't want to say the wrong number, but at least, at the very least, 20 years straight of Black Revolution since the passing of the Most Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Our beloved Empress and Queen Mother, Yah Asantewaa, is in New York and has hosted this in Brooklyn and Harlem and Atlanta and everywhere else you can find a place right here on 196,940,000 square miles. I want to welcome to the airwaves this time our beloved Queen and Empress, Yah Asantewaa. You're live on Black Power Radio, and welcome to Black Power. Black Power. We're rolling. I think Sister Yah will probably suppress mute to get her line black up and running and moving. Let's see, do we have our Sister Yah Asantewaa line? I know she's quite busy where she is. Let me see. So we've got Yah Asantewaa live on Black Power Radio. Let me see. All right. She may have gotten distracted somewhere. Let's see. Or she is there. Let me see. What we have to do? What do we have to do? I'm going to try this one more time. Let me try this. Okay, Sister Yah Asantewaa. I'm going to try a long shot here and see what it is. Okay. Okay, we're live right here on Black Power Radio. Excuse us for the technical difficulty. And as we have introduced once, our beloved sister, who is the Empress of New York and Harlem, our Queen Mother, Yah Asantewaa, is live from New York at this moment. And we're bringing a tribute to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad with a guest speaker of Dr. Umar Johnson. And Yah, as always, has done this for 20 straight years since the passing of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we want to bring her live now. We're full of energy, straight out of New York. Some still call it New York, but nevertheless, she's live. And Yah Asantewaa, you are live on Black Power Radio. Welcome aboard.
Black Power. I just want to make a correction. It's 22 years. This is the 22nd year that we pay tribute to Dr. Khalid after he made his transition. But I want to thank you, Minister Akbar, for bringing me. I haven't been on Black Talk Radio for some time, and it's a great feeling to be on Black Talk Radio again. But we are in the spirit of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. You know, it seems that when Khalid made the transition, the spirit was strong for a while, and then it began to simmer down. But Khalid Muhammad was always strong in saying, Black Power. And he said, "Ew, you scared.
Black Power. Black
Power. So I
Black
come
power.
In his spirit.
Man,
I
Black
can't
power.
Play with Dr. Khalid. I can't tiptoe through the tulip. I got to bring it like he say it. And
everybody
like,
black in our audience, Black Power. Black power.
Black,
black
power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black anybody black online? Black power.
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 Black power. Amen. All right. All the way. Dr. Khalid Muhammad. The most awesome, fierceness black man of my time, because Malcolm X was my first love in Black Revolution. And I read the book of autobiography of Malcolm X and just cried through the book. But then I never thought that I would meet another Malcolm X in my time. And when I met Khalid Muhammad, I'm going to talk about my experience with Khalid Muhammad, not the, all of the other, you know, chronological, all these other things. I just talk about my personal experience. Dr. Khalid came to me, I think it was in 92, 93, a brother came to me and said, have you heard of this brother? I said, no. He said, listen to the tape. At that time, it was cassette tapes. And I said, wow. I said, where is he? He said, well, he was coming to the slave theater organized by Automatics, Attorney Warrior Automatics, one of the best black lawyers in this country. And I was so anxious to get there because I wanted to meet him. And when he drove up in a Rolls Royce, he had on a mink coat. The revolutionary talk wasn't lining up to me with the material things that I seen he possessed. And everybody was waiting for him outside. As if, you know how it was when Mandela got out of prison? It was like Khalid had everybody from all walks of life to come out. And I had the opportunity to hear him speak. And I followed him ever since. Everywhere in New York City, I would find out where he is and I went. And finally, I got him to speak at the National Black Theater on the state of the black race. He said, you sure you want me to do this? I said, yes, Doc. He said, you sure? Yes, Doc. And so he came and he walked through the community and all the people would follow him. You know, when he walked through Harlem, he would pick up people along the way and people would just follow him as our hero. And he asked people, well, do you know about the program tonight, the National Black Theater? And he said, people said, no. So he said, man, everybody knows. So that evening, the place was packed, and it was packed. And I got to hear Dr. Khalid Muhammad as my speaker, not as I'm someone else's speaker, but me and my husband. And he was just awesome. He was just awesome, so pure, and his bald head shining, and he just a love for black people. I mean, he loved you. And no matter how low you were, how down you were, he was able to speak love to you. I remember he said to a sister who, you know, worked the streets, he told me, he said, feed this queen, feed her. And anytime she needs something to eat, feed her, and I'll take care of it. I said, whoa, this brother is deep. He's really serious. Because a lot of times we have these leaders who talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Khalid Muhammad walked the walk. When we were going in for the Million Youth March permit, and we were in court, and Giuliani was our mayor at that time, and he was fighting to keep us from getting the Million Youth March permit. Khalid, we were sitting in the, you know, sitting out in the seating area, and as we went into the court and sat down, Khalid came from behind the judge's chambers. And we were all like shocked, and he came down and he sat so poised. That judge was so furious. He said, give him the permit. And I advised Giuliani people to work with Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and his people. That's how bold he was. Now, how did he get in the back of the judge's chambers without being stopped? We still today don't know how that happened because, you know, they have police everywhere, but he was able to do that. When we were, they were attempting to remove the marketplace of black people off the Harlem Mecca, Khalid Muhammad was there with us. And when they came to move us, Khalid said, we were at war. He says, put us some funky tables on the street, some raggedy stuff on the tables. He said, and set up anyway. because we were told that we would not be able to set up that next day. So the vendors who listened to Dr. Khaled and Honorable also Tummo's Powell, they locked up 26 of them. Khaled Muhammad was able to go into the prison and get everybody's name. And we had a lawyer who couldn't get nobody's name. This is how bold he was. He was so fearless. And he was never afraid of these devils, never afraid for 1 minute. Harlem was popping when Khaled was coming through. When we used to have meetings on 127th Street, a Barry Dempsey Center, the soldiers, he would line the soldiers up, the new Black Panther Party. He would line them up, 15 to 20 or more of them, and do a drill outside. So this was exciting to bring the people back the next week because of Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, the energy that he brought to Harlem and that fight against oppression. See, many of us talk about fighting against oppression, but he wasn't afraid to fight with against the enemy. And we were very, very proud of him. And to lose him like that suddenly was one of the most devastating experiences I ever had in my life, truly my life. I cried more for him than my brother and my mother. Why did I cry like that? Because he was the hope for a Black real revolution for us. I'll never forget the brother came to us and gave us a message and said that Dr. Khaled wants you to bring him in. This was his last message, February the 10th, 2001. And I was excited. I was excited. My husband was a little jealous, but I was excited. And he was also excited. So we got Harriet Tubman, and it would have been titled New Black Panther Party, bringing in Khaled Muhammad. But the brother who was in charge of chair of New York, he never showed up. So I said, well, we'll just put it under my agency, African International Merchants Agency. That's why it's presented that way today, although I am a member of the New Black Panther Party. And he came that night. It was very, 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 very cold. And he had one of our key brothers to watch his car. You know, and I said, well, the things must be really getting tight, you know, life threats and all that. Brother got to watch his car like that. But Khaled spoke, and he spoke very well. And the message was, enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. As we look around today, we say the same thing that Dr. Khaled said. Enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. We've been trying in all kinds of other things, multiculturalism, socialism, all kind of ism. But Black revolution is the only solution for Black people. And so over the 22 years, it's gone by so fast. I realized that time had went like that. But Khaled came to me in the spirit, and he told me to take over. I said, take over what? And I realized that what he was saying to me is to take it and keep pushing it and not give up and not be afraid, which he know I'm not. So when I went to Buffalo, New York, I thought about the words that Khaled Spirit said to me, take over. So I was assigned by the chairman, Zulu Shabazz of the New Black Panther Party, to chair New York State, not just New York City, but New York State. So I look at it as administratively that we have to really organize and do community service around the services that the community is giving us. They're giving us rotten, important food and killing us daily. Many of us have reached seniors, and most of us is in a dire state of emergency in terms of our health. And that's because of the food we eat and the water we drink and how we live in our environment. Khalid talked about those things. He said, who are the bloodsuckers of the black community? And when he said that the Jews were the bloodsuckers of the black community, he was attacked. He was always attacked, but I think they became more vicious. What happened to Dr. Khalid on that last message? I have no idea who could have did evil to harm Khalid, to stop him, that our people would have so much hatred in them that they would sell our brother out and set him up to be killed. Many ask, who killed him? Or was he killed? Or did he die of aneurysm? I don't know. All I know is for 22 years, every time January 12th is coming around, I get excited about revolution. Because I can say that I met someone who was not afraid, who was prepared to fight for our freedom and liberation, even if it meant his life. At the United African Movement in Harlem, the Slave Theater, I remember, and Khalid was, I believe, at that time, he was in his late 40s, late 40s or mid 40s. He said that what he would like to do was build an army to protect us. And he also told us that we need to have a territory that we can call our own. Everybody's not trying to go back to Africa. They're not interested in going there. But we should at least be interested in having territories that we can call our own. As the Republic of New Africa state, the five states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, and South Carolina. But there should be territories that we can call our own. And this is what Khalid left us with that. He also left us with self-defense, that we must defend ourselves or harm ourselves. So when we look at this great man who could have been like many of the other bougies, you know, in the cloth, we call them bougies in the cloth. You know, they talk about how great our pyramids was, but we're living in the goddamn projects right now. And we got to figure out how the hell we're going to get out of that and get to our own and take care of our own. So that's where we are with that. And the only solution is black revolution is the only solution. So when we teach our children that we have had freedom fighters such as Nat Turner and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey and Queen Mother Moore and many others, Winnie Mandela and the Maroons, all of these brothers and sisters were prepared to die for freedom and liberation of our people. Khalid Muhammad is that example. So we need to have the spirit to call his name, Khalid Abdul Muhammad, to call his name, to bring that spirit back into our spirits, to bring those spirits back into every city across this country. Khalid Muhammad, pictures should be everywhere today because he stood for us and he fought for us and he was never afraid to tell the truth. He always told the truth. Even at the expense of being banned, even at the expense of being called a hater or one who's full of hate. He was full of love. He loved us so much that he gave everything he had to help us to get to the next level. So where we are now with Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, I would say, that one of the things that he loved us so much that he gave his life for us. And he was an honest man. strong discipline and fearlessness. And I feel sort of alone because my husband was always standing by my side. And it's approaching 9 years next month that I've had to stand alone without him to speak about Dr. Khalid. And so when I get the opportunity to speak about Dr. Khalid, what he meant to us, what he meant for us, and what he means to us today, I feel honored. Because I never knew that I would have the baton of paying the tribute to Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I've been telling people, don't you know January the 12th? What's happening January the 12th? It's Khalid Muhammad's born day. You know, and I seem like I'm single-handedly excited. Nobody else is, oh, as it's a second thought about Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And I just want to say, so on the, this is our 22nd, this is our 22nd annual tribute, and we are celebrating it in Brooklyn for his born day, and in Harlem for his memorial, which would be February the 17th. But on January the 12th, this Thursday, we will be celebrating again this giant man, this fearless man, this strong, disciplined black man who loved his people more than his people loved themselves. We could never, never give enough honor for this great man to give everything that he had for us to live. My, my, my. I remember when Khalid used to say that the blood of our ancestors cries out from the rocks. I mean, chills would go down my spine just to hear him say that, because I could feel it, that he was ordained by the ancestors, the fearless ancestors. Khalid Muhammad was one of the ordained ones returned. But so soon he was taken away from us. So we can't take it for granted that we have a minister, Akbar, and Zulu Shabazz and Dr. Umar Johnson and brothers like that who are standing up. We can't take it for granted. We don't know how long they would be with us. So we have to, you know, to honor them and protect them and encourage them to keep working. I was coming home last couple weeks ago. And the brother said, look at the clouds in the sky. The clouds in the sky was an X. I wasn't feeling well. He said, isn't that an X? I said, yes, that's an X. I said, is that Malcolm telling me something, giving me a message? As I was tired and just pressing my way, I thought about, what is your message, Malcolm? He said, by any means necessary. I said, now one of the other ancestors that joined up with Dr. Khalid and giving me that push and that strength to hold the line. But see, when we hold in the line, we also must be building the line. We must be bringing in the younger ones, bringing them in and teaching them and finding out what their needs are so that they can be able to understand what their mission is. And that's what Khalid was trying to do, and that's what he did. Because the Million Youth March, there was over 5,000 policemen. They were in the sky. They were in the buildings. In fact, my husband and I was sneaking in the back way to sneak food onto the grounds to feed the people. We discovered there was about 100 policemen on horses ready to attack, planning an attack from the back. So we were surrounded by policemen ready to just slaughter us at any moment. But Khalid Muhammad was, he was so awesome and fierce. He told the young brothers and sisters out there, he said, if they attack you in self-defense, he said, disconnect the handrails and go wailing on their ass. And then he pointed out where their guns are. That really made them angry. He showed them where the guns were. And they were so angry. And when Khalid said, he said, take the stick from them and ram it up their behind, the way they rammed it up Louima's behind, a Haitian brother out here in Brooklyn, how they brutally, savagely destroyed his body because of hatred. So when Khalid said that, the horses started coming for him. It was the war was on, and I don't believe it was just maybe one of our people arrested, but a whole bunch of those policemen was whipped that day. And so, I mean, this is the kind of man he was. And he said, Khalid said, it's good to be outnumbered the police sometimes. It was more of us than them. And the subways were shut down. The buses were shut down. They were sabotaging to keep the people from coming, but the people were still coming. They found a way to get there. And we will never forget that day. That was the real Million Youth March. That was the Million Youth in rebellion for freedom and liberation of our people. So when we have a leader like that, who put it all on the line, and he was so fearless that they were afraid of him when he was coming to New York, they would get out of town. They said, who's coming? Khalid Muhammad. They would get out of town or hide out because Khalid would come in and pull the covers off them. And so we love him so much. We love him so much. We got to praise this man. Oh, man. I still cry. I still cry because I had him in the palm of my hands and didn't know that he was leaving. Had someone say, if I had known that was the last time, that was the last message, I don't know if I could have hosted that affair. When I got the message that he had fallen, I fell to the floor, and I just screamed and yelled and screamed and yelled, and I just couldn't believe that he had left us. They said, well, he had an aneurysm. He's still amongst us, but he's not breathing on his own. But all of that was just devastating. So I, with my personal experience with him, I've always been a rebellious one. From the time I knew I was 12, I heard of the Black Panther Party. And so I got in a little trouble with the police, throwing a rock at the police, and they arrested me. I was a little girl. These giant crackers threw me in the police car, took me to the precinct, and actually put me in a jail cell. And so when the detectives brought me home to tell my mom what I had did, I leaped from the chair and spit on them. And I knew there was a rage in me that I understood Khalid. I understood the rage in Khalid Muhammad. I understood that rage. You see, everybody don't get this. Only some of us are called out for this. And so I've always wanted to be a Black Panther. But see, Khalid, we can't sum Khalid up as a Black Panther. He's a Black Power Movement general. You know, I mean, I knew him before he actually took on the Black Panther Party, because he was telling me that he was bringing the party, or he's going to have a meeting with the new Black Panther Party in New York, and he's looking for somewhere to meet. So we of the African Nationalist Pioneer Movement, and you know, out of the UNIA, the Honorable Carlos A. Cook, with Lieutenant Marcus Garvey's lieutenant. So we were like the organization out of that movement. And so we welcome him. We had our own building. We welcome him. I believe the New Black Panther Party met in our building for approximately 8 years, 8 years straight, you know, building the New Black Panther Party. And so we missed Khalid. We missed him so much. When he left, it was something died, but something that we was trying to keep alive. So even today, we must keep it alive. We got young people. I met a little young boy. He was about 11 at that time, a couple years ago. He had an outfit on that he had created to be a Black Panther. I said, look at this. The spirit never dies. We will always be fighting for freedom and liberation. And these young people could hear the voice of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. If we could just play his tapes and videos around the country, put this on YouTube, put this on TV, put this in the hands of our baby, and we will see that we will. Rising up against the oppressor. All they need is the right leadership. All they need is a fearless, bold, Black man that will keep us fighting on that front line. And so we have, under the guidance of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, his spirit, that we still have soldiers in his spirit, soldiering for the freedom and liberation of our people. But we must make sure that we are working with the ones who are sincere, because there are some that are not sincere who are pretending to be sincere, and then they try to destroy us and take us down. But the spirit will allow you to discern them and see who they are, and then we will be able to do what we have to do in those cases. But I'm excited about this 22nd annual anniversary. We will have excerpts and we will have people doing testimonies. In fact, we have one of the most powerful Black nationalist groups in New York, the December 12th Movement, who were the ones who was with Khalid Muhammad for the Million Youth March. I mean, they were awesome. They were there with Doc, and I remember driving across the bridges and hitting the pavement and you know, putting up posters and handing out flyers. And I mean, that December the 12th Movement was one of the hardest working Black nationalists in this city. And they're still here, and they still exist. So they will be joining us on this great evening of tribute to Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we're looking forward to that. And again, it's in Brooklyn. Thursday, January the 12th, 2023, time 5 to 9 p.m. or until, the spirits say until, and we will have a panel discussion with community activists such as our Minister Akbar, and we have a young man, youth minister coming out of Washington, D.C., looking to have some coming out of Buffalo, and others from around the city to be there to just in remembrance of this great man. And the location in Brooklyn is the Magnolia Tree Center, 677 Lafayette Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And the tickets are, who can get to get a treat like this for $12 and $15 at the door or more, certainly, and the children are free. We ask that you wear face masks, and there definitely will be security checked by the New Black Panther Party. And we have vendors. Vendors are limited. If you still, there may be still space, few spaces left, and absolutely no videotaping, unauthorized. So I want to thank Minister Akbar for giving me this time to speak. Have a lot more memories of Dr. Khalid, and just knowing him in the trenches and being out there with him, and you know, and we will always keep his name out there. And we need to start naming things after Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, naming everything we can name Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, build a strong brotherhood, the brothers to build a strong brotherhood, sisters to build a strong sisterhood, children to work together and to be ready to receive the baton when that time comes to carry on until we're free. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power. And Sister Yasatawa, we thank you so much for a great delivery. And there may be a few questions. We don't know if there are any from our hosts. We have three hosts online and several in the audience that may have a question for you. So we'll open it up and find out. The delivery was so profound here on Black Power Radio. We want to make this market under your favorites. The links will be going out all over the country in the name and in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We thank our beloved sister, the Empress, the Queen Mother, Ya Asantewa, for making an appearance on Black Power Radio. And we know that she will be consistent and revisit this because it is worth revisiting. Is that right? The history of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And let's see if we can pluck one off. Anyone on the host line want to have a question for Sister Ya Asantewa?
Yes, I do, actually.
Go right ahead.
Queen Mother. Queen Mother, yes, that's why, you know, who this is. This is the National Chief of Staff, General Azrael LeBeau. So I do have a question. How you
Black
doing?
Power, peace. How you
Black
doing?
Power.
Black Power.
I'm doing well. I cannot complain at all. So,
yeah,
for anything,
good to hear your voice.
It's beautiful to hear your voice. It's beautiful to talk to you again. The last time I saw you, we were in Delaware, I believe it was, at the Umar Johnson School.
Right. Yes. Yes. And Dr. Umar, he was he's a warrior.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Truly he has truly lived up to his name of being the Prince of Pan-African, I tell you.
No doubt.
Yes. Yeah. No doubt. You know, Khalid loves him. You know Khalid loves him. The other year, last year, year before, the brothers was on the rooftops. But if the thing, the word was, you better not put your hands on Dr. Umar Johnson. If you put your hands on Dr. Umar Johnson, whoa, America. And
yeah.
I mean, it was powerful. And I don't know if you were one of them soldiers, but they were walking the rooftops, and they was walking the streets. And the enemy, he was looking. He said, no, we're going to try nothing now. This brother has a strong connection. And that the Honorable Hashim and Zuna and I talked about having the new Black Panther Party to protect him no matter where he go.
That's
to
right.
Put security around him. And that's what we must do.
That's
you
right.
know, a lot of times we have people around us that's not really sincere. And Dr. Khalid, we don't know, really know today, at least I don't know, what really happened to Doc, you know. But I know in my training, I come out of Pentecostal Church and Reverend Herbert Dorchy's church. And one prepared food for him, which is one and only a few, they must eat it first. So y'all hear me?
Black power.
Right, most definitely.
Black power.
Black power. Black power.
If you love your leader, if you love Minister Akbar, you must be prepared to die for him if necessary. Rather than he take the poison, you take the poison. Huh? Them real soldiers. Them real soldiers. So Dr. Khalid Muhammad will live on. He will ring in the revolutionary spirit forever in eternity. And those who carry on his name and his spirit you will also ring in the spirit of revolution in eternity. So we got to keep this going. And then another thing, the enemy times us. We always wait till the birthday. We always wait. This must be every day. And that's what I like about New Black Panther Party. They everyday soldiers. Huh?
That's right.
And they ain't backing down on these devils. Huh? And I know Ms. Zadbach.
Oh, praise.
That's
right.
You're talking about a general. This brother, I can't say brother because you're an elder, but he's a general, fearless and unafraid, carrying the same spirit that Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad carried. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Not scared. Definitely. Huh? These Negroes hiding. I won't. We do this in family talk, so I won't go there. Let us celebrate Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad in the spirit of revolution. But Israel, are you coming?
All in my power, I'm going to be there most definitely. Where Akbar goes, I'm not far behind.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about. Hashim and Zinger said that how many of you will die for me? Huh? It looked at him like he was crazy. But he was serious.
So this is my question. Being a historian, I go and being a revolutionary to the very core of me, I've found it somewhat to be grounded with our people, to be grounded with the revolution. I often visit places that carry a significance to our people.
Uh-huh.
I've yet to go to Nat Turner Land. That's on my bucket list. But I have been to a few other places that, like I said, historically wise, are really connected to our people. So to pay respects, where is the Honorable Dr. Khalid laid to rest?
He's made to rest right where Malcolm X is made to rest. And that's out in Jersey. But if you want to come next month, we would be visiting his grave site for his memorial. So if you would want to come with us, then please, sign up so that you can have that opportunity to visit his grave site. And we also be having an opportunity to visit Malcolm's gravesite. So but in honor of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we're planning that for next month.
Right. So most definitely, I got to be there for that. It'll be
And I didn't know you was a history person. I didn't know you. I'm a Black Studies major at a City College. Under the direct leadership of Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Professor Smalls, Professor Pride, all of those great
breathe and sleep our history. So most definitely.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of
You would love
visiting
you would love
Nat Turner
Land.
Yeah. I'm trying to get
Land.
Trying to get there.
It's awesome. My ancestors are there. You would weep. Some people weep. It's like when I went to Goria in Senegal and West Africa. I went there where they had brought our ancestors to the island before bringing them over here. And all I could do was just cry. I went to Mississippi last year, and those 20,000 people that they starved to death, all I could do was just weep and cry. Sometimes, it's also a cleansing, but it's a powerful ancestral experience to experience them to move you like that. Out in that turn of land, it will move you like that. We had a young lady that they took over her spirit, and she was possessed by those ancestors, returned, and they used her as a vessel. And it was an awesome experience. All I can say about the Nat Turner land, that is real, and Nat is all over, all over mm-hmm. Nat Turner land. And it's an awesome place to be. So I hope that we can all get together and go back there, Minister Akbar.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every Black Panther, every Black activist, every Black Pan-Africanist should be compelled to make all of those historical events. Our beloved Empress and Queen Mother, Yah Asatwa, is a walking repertoire of Black history, of the spirit and the legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, Nat Turner, and the list goes on. But I'm saying to you, to get your taste, to get your rites of passage, how are these Black historians, how are these professors and doctors and so-called Black history able to come and give an accurate regurgitation of Black history without getting the rites of passage? Never been to Nat Turner land. Never been to the Harriet Tubman farm or to the Harriet Tubman land. And never been through what we call Pocahontas Island, the first free that they don't even know about. The first free colony came out of the sidebar on the Black Railroad, on the Underground Railroad. That was Harriet Tubman's spot to come through Pocahontas Island. They had brick some. They had to brick them in under their house, and the, when the slave catchers would come to the property, would see it bricked in because they were hiding. Our Underground Railroad passengers were hidden beneath the house. They don't know these things. They've never seen to witness and feel the spirit of their ancestors on the land. But they wide open teaching you and our children Black history in college, in high school, middle school, no school. I'm just here to say to you, brother and sister, you don't want to miss any of the historical events because it is a rememberable experience. It is a remarkable experience. It is an unforgettable experience. Once you experience it once, you'll never forget, and you'll never miss again. If you are sincere in the devotion to Black people, you will never miss it again. And I'll land on that and bring, let me see, the next question. Someone poke your hand up if you have a question. We're going to go to Kansas and pick up the Queen Mother of Kansas is out there, and she's another walking piece of history. You overlook the history of Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. Well, we have live Queen Mother online. Our comrade Sister Tamara is holding it down, but she's live on the line with us tonight as a special guest here on Black Power Radio with the Queen Mother, Yah Asatwa. Welcome to Black Power Radio, and you're live on Black Power Radio, Queen Mother, Black Power, and your line is open for your
Black
statement
Town.
And question to the Empress Queen Yah Asatwa. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Oh, my goodness. This has been, man, my soul says yes. Wow. I don't have any questions. I'm just so at I wish I could have been there, Queen Mother.
Well, we'll have that opportunity.
Trembling.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I could only imagine.
Yes. He was so awesome. He was so awesome. I tried to fight the tears back. That he was so awesome. And, you know, another thing I didn't share, and I want to share it, I forgot to share it, is that I have another piece of his legacy, not just the last message, but remember the picture he had for the 100% Black man, Mr. Akbar? He had given me that screaming contract. And to what my husband and I, my belated husband and I used to do was raise money. So when he hid in the city, we can go put money in his hand. One day we were so happy we were able to put $1,000 in his hand, you know, so that he can keep moving, keep fighting. And it's just awesome. And I just took that responsibility so proudly. And then he told me, night of his last month, he wanted me to give him the scream so that he can produce this on a national level. But guess what? I'm bringing it out on Thursday, the 100% black man, that bold black man on T-shirts. And I want to push this with the new Black Panther Party all across the country. We got to keep them alive.
Beautiful.
Keep them alive. And he'll take you. Now, don't play with him. He'll take you. So if you open up on him, he'll open up on you and put you to work till your tongue hang out. So I appreciate you, sister. And I know the feeling, my jaws, I felt the chills just coming from you because you could appreciate what we're saying. And all of this is for the love of our people. Can you imagine? Harriet Tubman, she didn't have she couldn't get on a bus or a plane. She walked the walk. And then if she got sick, she got well. She's pushed on.
That is
so
my hero right there.
I was pushing on a few weeks ago, and I wasn't feeling well. And looked up in the sky, and there was an X there. I said, what are you saying to me, Malcolm? He said, by any means necessary. Whatever you got to do, do it. Make it happen. Now, I feel that I live and breathe only for my people to be free. I have no other agenda except that our people are free, that our children would be the children of our future liberation for black people all over the world.
As we hold the line with all of our great ones, want to bring Chicago, the Queen Mother out of Chicago, want to bring Queen Switchblade, the mother of education here at the New Black Panther Party, straight out of Chicago. We bring the Queen Switchblade to talk to Yaa Santawa, basically on the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Black power?
Black power.
Black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power.
Mama.
God is good on tonight.
And that's all the time.
All the time. And what's so beautiful about God is nothing can shut him down.
That's
nothing.
Right.
Nothing. He said, who will go for me? I said, I will.
I will.
I will. They can't stop us. And when you,
I ain't tired yet.
Oh, hey. That's what Malcolm was telling me the other week.
Yet.
I was saying, oh, how am I gonna pull this off? I got to do it. I'm saying this in my spirit and looked up in the sky and there was a big X.
You know.
Yes.
That was him,
yes.
And that was for you.
Yes, it was for me. It was for me.
That
and
was
I
him
you know,
and that
I,
was for
I get
you.
Emotional about it because I know that our men are awesome men, you know. A lot of times, you know, we sometimes, sisters, we throw them in the trash, but you don't know that there's a diamond in the rust.
Mm-mm.
All it's just been broken. But we can build, and that's what all Kyle used to talk about, how the sister would take that alcohol.
I love black man.
Yes, and how that sister would take that black man and pull him up. When he's drunk and he's pissed all over himself, and she will pull him up and bring him home and clean him up, huh? That's what we got to do. Our men
I love me some black men. I love them. I love them. I love them, and there's nothing comparable to them.
That's right.
They need to be loved on more.
And yes, they do.
Say that.
That's right. And they do. And they must be. And when you put in top, Khalid talked about that too, how that black woman would take that black man, pull him up from the street, and he's pissed on himself and he's drunk and he's like he's babbling, but he's a diamond in the rough. Huh?
Yes, he
that's
is.
All we
he's
got. That's all that black man needs is that black woman's love. And that
he's
encouragement.
A diamond to me, black diamond.
Yes, oh, you're awesome. Yes.
I love that black man. I love that black man. I love that black man. They've been through a lot. They've been through a lot. They've been through
a lot. Yes. And they want to try to script them. But these young men are standing up, a few of them, the brother here in Brooklyn, the, what is it, basketball player. They try to get him to recant some things and punk him down for a few dollars. But we got to stand up.
You know
what,
you just got to stand. No, you just got to stand and don't break that black man down. And
that's right.
And stand beside him, you know. Man, it's a lot of good ones still out here. You know, strong black men. I mean, when I ones like Sheiky Man, Dr. Khalid,
yes,
Bobby, Huey, so many more strong black men out there. It's just a lot of them out there. My son. It's a lot of them out there, and you know they're not given the credit that they are due. They still going through. They're still going through. You hear me? Trying to prove themselves, and some of them just, you know, they still going through.
They still going through. But you know, when they have sisters like ourselves who speak strong and stand strong with them. Dr. Umar Johnson is one of those brothers who fighting this devil against all odds. And he's still holding the line, and not just holding the line, he's building the line at the same time. So you got to hold the line and build the line. We got to bring
build
in
it. And don't bend and don't break and don't bow. And for those out there that are doing it, you know what? I have to just stand right there beside them and be as tough as I can.
Yeah.
Straight up. Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, one more. We have a 3-2. We got a West. We're not sure of the 3-2-3, but we got a 3-2. We got this. The East, the West, Chicago, New York. We'll reach out to Los Angeles and see if we can pull it up. We have a Los Angeles call at 323-323 at 449. The 449 call, you're live. At Black Power Radio, you're live on Black Power Radio. And welcome.
Welcome.
323, a Los Angeles call. 323. They're not close to Mecca. They have a short, or they haven't been muted. They could be talking and push mute on 323 line, 323 line. Okay. But we'll let you all continue then. As we have Black Lightning at the top, we've got Chairman Ty on the line as well. If they have any redirect, or any of us that may have redirect for our comrade sister, Yaa Santawa, or the Queen Mother out of Kansas, Sister Queen Tamara, and the Empress Yaa Santawa.
Black Power salute.
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power. Like them. That's what we need behind us to go out into the trenches. To go out in the trenches. We need that behind us, so we know what we're fighting for. You know. So we ain't got no problem hitting the line, you know. And like you said, as far as protect our leaders by any means necessary, you know. I use my body as a shield and a weapon to stand in between shaking anything we were shaking. National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar stand in between him and whatever shaking. And we usually eat like Dr. Khaled eat. You know, we eat on the fly. Or we eat on the run. We usually don't eat at all. Yeah, I don't even eat unless I'm coming to see Sister Yah. When I see you, I know it's time to eat. I know it's time to eat when I see you. I'm like, now we can eat.
Yeah. I know that's right. And the rule is, and I've been feeding my people for over 40 years, the rule is there is no outside drinks. And there's no outside food for consumption. When we do the Black Panther, new Black Panther Party, under the leadership, guidance, spiritual leadership of Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we got to, you know, we got to make sure that we got to be on top of our game because, see, they come with many things. Now, I tell them that you can't sell anything to drink. Well, I have some teas. No teas. Mm-hmm. Nothing for consumption of our people at our event.
And we got sisters because, like you all that's really preparing a real genuine feast. So everybody should definitely try to make this because great speakers, great feast. Spirit of Khalid is going to be in the building. When COVID first hit, I sit down and I just recap. I was like, goodness gracious, I get a chance to recap all my stuff, all my Black Power stuff, you know, studies, let's just say, from Khalid to Martin to Malcolm, Adam Clayton Powell, everybody. And I was like, what's missing here? Because, see, it sat me down, not physically or anything like that, but it sat me down. So as soon as it sat me down, I was able to study up again. And I was like, what we need is to upsurge of the movement. We need an upsurge of the movement.
Yes.
And then not too long after, Ahmaud Arbery happened. But before that happened, before Ahmaud, it was quiet on the street. You could hear a quarter drop. You know, if a quarter drop, five panhandlers jump for it at the same time. You could hear it. It was that quiet on the street. But at the same time, they were locking Black folks and Africans, not just locking them out of their homes, but putting them out of their homes in China, just to show how they really feel, get on their territory. And so during the COVID-19 epidemic, when it first started, they were putting Black folks out of, couldn't even go in a hotel being Black, even with money. You got your American Express Black card, you know, the chauffeur sitting outside with the poodle and the white woman. No, you know how some of them carry it, but not. But I'm just saying, they got all that and they still can't get in. So that's when we had our first economic sanctions campaign against the Chinese, the Supreme Commander. The Supreme Commander of the heavens and the earth said, now we can do the work. Because I was already thinking, somebody got to come out here and finish what they started, you know? What they started. And I was actually, I had no clue. I was going to go and stand up on the big chair over in the hood, get me a microphone, get my amplifier, put it up on there until they tell me to stop. That was my plan. I said, now I'm going to have to get me a few soldiers just in case these good old boys decide to mess around with it, you know, and then I don't have to start throwing bricks from the top of that big chair. Would anybody know me know that? That's a possibility. But I'm just saying that the economic sanctions campaign, that was on Malcolm X's birthday, too. Malcolm X's birthday. Here it is. We've been rocking it ever since. Because the first thing I'm thinking to myself is we got a national leader that's walking, you know, with, you know, some very dedicated people, you know, and I see a few bulldogs, you know, but they assigned to different people. So I say, I'm going to tag along with him, you know. So I got my, walking stick, and ready to clobber anything that needs to be clobbered. But I love what our national chairman always say. I don't need you to die for me. I might need you to kill for me, but not necessarily to die for me. So if anything come our way, look menacing. Oh well, you know, there's I'm like the Humane Society. I believe in tasers, nightsticks, and nets. Before we get into the fun stuff, but anyway, won't even go there. Like Dr. Collins said, it's all in self defense. Whatever we do, it's in self defense or in defense of our leaders. In defense of our leaders.
They could not hold charges against him because they ran the tape back. He said, it's self-defense.
That's right. It's self-defense. You know? And
so
that's
another
Dr.
lesson right there.
A lot on that. Doctor always kept it right, you know. And then Adam Clayton Powell said when he came into town over in East St. Louis that he was met by squads of Black Panthers. Had all kind of guns, grease guns, machine guns, handguns, Tommy guns, he said, switchblade, baseball bats, tires, whatever, everything.
Yeah.
So he said that's why they never messed with me. He said, but the police came and told the Panthers that y'all going to have to disperse with all these guns and stuff. And he said, well, y'all done already killed too many of our leaders, and we're not going to let you kill this one. So y'all going to have to our shit. You're going to have to take our shit. You know? So they weren't ready to climb down that rabbit hole. I'm just saying.
No. Because they knew what time it was.
Say about y'all.
The time is right now. Our men are soldiering up. And as the song goes, there's a new army on the rise. It's God's army. It's a righteous army. We have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right to protect ourselves. And that's not compromisable. We don't compromise that. And that's what they must know. That you can't stop coming our door and murder and kill our families. And Khalid used to say, and I always refer to Khalid like they refer to the Bible. Khalid says that when they drop one of ours, when the caskets are rolling in the Black community, the caskets are supposed to be rolling in the white community. That's what time it is. What are we living for? If we ain't living to be free, what the hell are we living for? Huh? To be a slave? And to be a servant to the greatest oppressors in this world who ripped us out of our homeland, murdered and raped our ancestors, and murdered and killed them, and stole our history, stole our culture, stole our language, and stole our minds. But we shall and will rise again. Up, you mighty people, as Marcus Garvey said, we shall accomplish what we will. He said, I'll see you in the whirlwind. Hey, he said, I left cubs behind. Well, Khalid Muhammad left cubs behind. That's right.
And the cubs said this to you today, that they anticipate, and they take one of us, anticipate you're going to protest.
didn't anticipate you going to demonstrate.
Yes.
You're going to rally. But what they didn't anticipate,
yes,
one day bomb rushed this cracker in the spirit of completing the legacy and the prophecy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we will bomb rush this cracker and take black our social and political prisoners from a no-good, low-down, dirty, filthy white man. Oh, my, my, my. We will take our political prisoners.
Yes.
And raise up our army in the spirit.
And you know
now.
What? They're told we got to go and get our babies, our little young girls and boys who locked down in those prisons. We got to get those babies. Those are our children. We have to reclaim our children. They're ours, and we got to get them.
Of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Brother Hannibal, unrighteously being held on such a murder charge.
Yes.
Imam Jamil Abdul-Alameen, we went completely sleeping. H. Rap Brown is locked up. Honorable Imam Jamil Abdul-Alameen, recently Matula Shakur coming out. But if it's right, am I right or wrong, true or false, Dr. Khalid preached for us to free Mumia Abu Jamal. Is he still there? All the reports said, that's just the company is Dr. Khalid been gone to Dub. He was in that damn near Dub before Dr. Khalid passed away.
Yes.
I'm here to tell you that we need to bomb rush this system and take black our political prisoners.
Yes.
We don't deserve to do a day in jail.
That's right.
Because he opened the can of worms.
Yes, he did.
No holds barred. Oh, you're playing the race car. No, we playing the cars in the deck. We've never been the dealer here in America. Only responding to what's been done to us. I rest my case. Land my plane on that.
I'm looking to see y'all on Thursday. Oh, this is awesome. This
Yes, we look forward to Sister Yai. Thank you. We thank you so much for being the guest
here
on Black Power Radio. All these people, Kamala, the brothers, Ty out of South Carolina, and Brother Black Lightning, and all we had to say, so many to come through tonight, and we're just so happy that you all were here and a part of Black Power Radio. And we hope that you have a safe return to your family and to keep that going until we get into the born day of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, January 12th, right on Lafayette in Brooklyn. You can't miss it. Don't say you couldn't find the address. It's all over the flyer. It's all on the airways, everywhere you look, and damn near everywhere you go.
Yeah.
All roads lead to Brooklyn, to the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and hope that you will join us there. And don't even meet us there. I want you to beat us there. That doctor would tell you right quick. I wanted you to beat me there, but I beat you there. You know, he always had a quick line for you, just like Frederick Douglass, Adam Clayton Powell, Marcus Messiah Garvey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Frederick Douglass, and every other worthwhile freedom fighter like Fannie Lou Hamer and Barbara Jordan and Harriet Tubman, and the list goes on to our Queen Empress Yahshua. Thank you for joining us tonight. So give us your closing remarks. If you want to close us with prayer, it's all on your – the ball is in your court for the Queen Empress Yah Asantewaa.
Yes.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black
power, but we must talk about God's power, because without God's power, we wouldn't have black power. So let us learn to love one another and work together. My mom was picking up at a – 100 years old before she made her transition. And she was giving me the last words, and she told me to contact all the rest of the brothers and sisters to tell them that she was ready to check in. And she wanted to leave me with these words. She said, if you all work together, things come out better. So no matter what organization that we're in, as long as we're in the organization for the freedom and liberation of our people, let us find a way that we can work together, show ourselves strong. And I say, may God bless each and every one of us who are listening, and bless all those who are coming, that we may leave safely, arrive safely, return safely, Black power.
Black power. May God bless you. King Yash had to walk for you tomorrow for the Black Lightning, Brother Ty, the chairman out there in South Carolina, and all of you. May God bless the Black Panther, the Black activists, and all Black Pan-Africanists at this hour. And we say to you, peace and Black power and a strong Black military to Black our call, all the way to the tribute of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And with all that has been said, all that we can say, we know that our beloved brother Marvin Gaye has always said it best. Black power.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything. And all he asks of us is we give each other love. Honey, don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. Talk about he loves us whether or not we know him. And he'll forgive all.
Ain't no trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Got away when we left for dead. Yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters if it's with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. You point fingers, not at this bitch complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you, don't conform to authority. Cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna
sign
and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and his covert racism No other race of people, no Jew, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America. We are Pan-Africanists. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with deals the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, and our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the Miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which mean that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son, and after that he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race to be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did alone give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take backdoor, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Black power, black power. That's right, Jack Lee. Right. I play this from the honor of the Honorable Hashim Ekananizinga. Love this record right here. And I do miss you today, my brother. Black power. Assalamu alaikum and black power. Black power. Hashim Ekananizinga.
Dying, dying. man of God.